Dear humans, welcome to Toshbase with Chantal McIntosh. I am eternally happy that you are here, so I want to thank you for joining me today. This is your podcast that provides a sense of community and relatability through a collective of life experiences, a non-judgmental space that fosters sound reasonings and wise expressions through different lenses. At the end of this podcast, my aim is for you to feel empowered, inspired, to love and share your story. Let's begin. I'm speaking to a special set of people, Jam Indians. Welcome, guys, to Toshbase. Thank you so much for accepting my late invitation. It means a lot to me. In order to get the people to know who you are, I'm going to ask that you just begin by introducing yourself and just tell me one thing that you're grateful for. It's a new month, so let's go.
Okay, so thank you so much for having me. Greetings, everyone. My name is Regan Reed. I'm Jamaican. I'm very grateful for life, but I think above everything else, I am very grateful for peace of mind. Mm-hmm. I think having peace of mind is important to help you get through everything, ups, downs, everything.
Namaskaram. I'm Chinune Hamriya. I'm from India. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming from a small state in India. Mm-hmm. It's Kerala, and it's known as God's Own Country. Mm-hmm. So, what else? If you ask me what I'm grateful for, is the life I'm living right now. Nice. It's far much better than what I was living years back. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for doing my PhD here. Mm-hmm. And successfully completed the 3 semesters.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's all.
Okay.
Manakkam and howdy to all the listeners. And myself, Sundara Vadivelu Dayanand. I'm from Chennai, one of the famous cities in India. And I'm here for the last 2 years, and this is my 4th semester in my school. And when it comes to about me, I'm just a human, and searching myself every bit and pieces of every day. Mm-hmm. And we all know that life is going to kill us one day, but still we are fighting and attacking that every day.
True.
And also I want to go ahead with a quote which was said by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Mm-hmm. Life should be greater rather than long. So I'm totally into that.
Yeah.
And
life is uncertain, many ups and downs I know, but you'll never be alone or be left in the cold. Touch base on Touch Base with Chantal.
That's it.
Neha, you spoke about the fact that the life that you're living now is far better than, you know, what you were living a few years back. And I think that is good, because that takes me to the next point that I want us to discuss. And that is, you know, what was your life like before coming here to settle to do school?
Okay, so I'll go. Mm-hmm. So life back home for me, and that is in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. So life back home was...
Where in Jamaica? Tell the people.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm from Mandeville originally. However, I moved to Kingston a few years to attend the University of the West Indies. And I was living there for about... or living in Kingston, to be exact, for about, 5 years? Two of which I was on my own. So, you know, I was a student, a master's student. I was also an educator. And so life wasn't bad. I wasn't financially stable, but I could afford the life that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot more, I would say, I was a lot more involved back home. Yeah. I was doing outreach. I was doing mentoring, public speaking, all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, peacekeeping with Saipan, that's the Commonwealth Youth Peace Ambassadors Network. So I was really involved. And so I didn't, if there was anything that I probably would have an issue with, was trying to, one, balance everything, and two, having time and making time for people that are important to me, including my family, because by this time I would be some distance away from my family in Mandeville, and I may not always get to see them whenever I wanted. So life was pretty decent in terms of, you know, what we check for: affordability, access to certain things, you know, food. So like it wasn't bad, but there are some differences clearly between Jamaica and the United States, but I think I'll talk about that a little after.
So if you're asking me like what was life before and after coming here, and also I mentioned already, my life is far better here in the US. The reason is financially far better.
Okay.
But when it comes to relation and friends and spending good time with the people I care and love about, it's very less here because of, you know, the limitations in accessibility to going out and interacting with people, and those kind of steps are like very much limited here.
That's
and
true.
Above all, we are here for a purpose. That's the main thing. We are always engaged in our academic activities. Like, we will be having like deadlines to meet and all those stuff going on. You know, it's difficult to manage time, and we are into that adulthood. So that's why I started actually enjoying that part. That's why it is far better, and financially also it is far better. So that's why I'm keep on emphasizing my life is far better than what it was. But it was good back home, because I can be around with my friends, and you know, even back home I was you know, far away from my home, because I left home after my 12th grade, and I started living in a different state.
A different state in India.
Yeah, in India. So it was always a different experience for me. And it was far better for a reason, like, even though I am staying away from family, I always used to have my friends around.
Right.
And we had access to places if we are, like, overwhelmed with some sort of
work
problem or work or whatever it is, at least your friends are around, and we will just go around and have nice food and go to beach and refresh ourselves. So that that was how it was back home. But after coming here, it's all limited because of the transportation problem here. It's a big deal here, because unless you don't have a car, it is very difficult to move around.
Right.
So that's,
and the beaches are not so close as back home. Same
even,
experience in Jamaica.
Even getting Indian food is very difficult here. So that's a big deal. So, yeah.
Okay, when it comes to me, if you ask about before and after, so most of the things Mariana shared, so that is similar to us. But so I'm going to touch upon the family issues. So,
okay.
So before coming here, every day was a celebration. So even though I don't have that much financial stability and other things, every day was a celebration. But after reaching here, yes, the financially we are stable. And the only thing is, I'm happy that I can take care of my family very well. Because in our, like, in our Indian culture, like, we are like socially strong and something like that.
Right.
So we need to take care of the family. So it's my responsibility, as I am the first son in my family.
Right.
So I have my brother and sister, younger brother and younger sister. So it's my responsibility when it comes to all my family needs. So whenever we have a family and I mean, get together or a family celebration, some other function within a family, or when it comes to budgeting or paying rent, or getting, I mean, getting my sister to marry to someone, or take care of my mom and dad in the in their old age, everything will be on the
elder son.
Elder person. Elder, if it is, if he's a elder son,
it's on
that's
him.
His responsibility. So in that way, so little bit I can afford whatever they ask me for the last 2 years. Not that much, but basic needs, I can fulfill the basic needs. For example, when they have a birthday, I can buy them a dress, cake or something like that. Before that, that was not possible.
That was not possible.
It's like, yeah, but we never, my parents never failed to feed us. But when it comes to, for example, we say that renting, so for paying the rent to my home. So before that, it was like not stable. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we never used to pay the rent for a month.
Mm-hmm.
The next month we used to pay for 2 months together.
Right.
So, but for the last 2 years, it's totally different. On time, we are paying rent and food and medicine. I'm buying medicine and everything. So in that way, I'm really, really happy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But when it comes to social life,
you miss them.
I'm lucky. I'm very lucky to have Miriam here because
aww.
I know her for the last 6 years. We did our masters together. So in that way, I'm really, really blessed and happy to have her. So that she's with me. I never feel the difference after once she reach here.
Mm-hmm.
There is no difference. And also along with her, Miss Chantal McIntosh.
Ha!
After that, Regan, Ray. So everyone is there. So no one to worry
family
about that.
Far away.
Family far away.
So in that way, I'm really, really happy. And
yes.
Okay. But this is like a temporary. So anyway, this is going to pass on and we are going to have a better life. So
better life,
hoping to
precisely.
That.
Tell me a little bit about your experience being here. And there are different values, there are different norms. And so one of the last holidays that we know about in the U.S. was Thanksgiving. Now, did you know about this before you got here? Was it, you know, a culture shock? And what did you really do?
Well, I did know. I knew about Thanksgiving before coming here. I mean, yes, Jamaica is an island or a country in the Caribbean, but we're still
connected.
Westernized. Yeah, we're still very connected to the United States. And so I knew about Thanksgiving before coming here. But Thanksgiving is still not a holiday that we celebrate back home.
Not everybody.
Not everybody, at least.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if someone would ask us, we'd say we have Thanksgiving practically
every
Sunday
day.
Yeah. Because Sundays, you know, are usually a day that it's designated for family. Wherever you are,
big
wherever
meals.
You're coming from, big meals.
Yeah.
Right?
Rice
some
and
persons
peas
are
and
coming. Rice and peas, Chantal.
Oxtail.
I curry don't goat.
Meat. Anyway.
you know, so that is, we don't have one particular day to just celebrate quote unquote Thanksgiving. And so being in the United States and celebrating my first Thanksgiving here, was a little different. Perhaps it shouldn't have mattered, maybe, because it's not a part of my culture.
Mm-hmm.
But being in the United States, celebrating Thanksgiving when everyone, you know, got off from work, left school, went home to their families, and not having the ability to do that, even though I have families, family members in the United States, I mean, just not being able to go or choosing not to go amidst coronavirus, it kind of caused me to sit back and reflect. I spent it with good people, friends, you know, all of us sitting here, Chantal, Neha, Daya, played a game.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. If you haven't seen it
and you follow me on Instagram, it's on, what's it called, IGTV?
Yes,
yeah.
IGTV.
It's there. You can check it out.
It's there.
It's called Guess the Flavor.
And trust me, watch it and, you know, do the same game with your friends, with your family, whomever.
Yeah.
Just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like, we didn't do any big celebration or anything. We were invited to go to a dinner. So thanks to those persons who invited us.
Mm-hmm.
A few
we heard late.
Yeah, we heard late. So a few of our friends from church invited us to a Thanksgiving dinner, but we heard late, couldn't make it, so we had to do our own celebration here. And overall, it was good.
It was good. Yeah.
It was good.
Thanksgiving for me, I know that before coming to US, because I came to know about this through a show, Friends. So I'm an addict to that show.
Mm-hmm.
So all the episodes, all the seasons, they have this Thanksgiving stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I always used to fascinate about like Thanksgiving. Oh, they are eating turkey, everyone all together, friends, family.
Yeah.
So it was a very fascinating, you know, holiday. So I always, like, when I'm going to experience that, I always used to have a thought, like, when I'm going to experience that, it's just a fascination.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, it doesn't mean anything. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was fascinated about that. After coming here, I didn't like actually celebrated any Thanksgiving, and what Thanksgiving was like, that Thanksgiving holiday was kind of putting a pressure on me, like that I'm staying like away, like far away from home. So that was kind of like putting a pressure on me that I should also celebrate a holiday with my family.
That's true.
You know, I was like slightly missing my friends and family, not exactly, but it was kind of like because of the pressure I was feeling, like everyone around you, your colleagues and your professors, everyone in the college, and that season and the mood is going on, so you will feel kind of pressurized to, okay, you are far away from home and you're staying alone. But the good part of Thanksgiving was, like, as Regan mentioned, we had that game. It was so fun, so much fun, and we had a good laugh, and we enjoyed it so much. So Thanksgiving is all about, like, being thankful, or grateful about, like, so that day was actually, I felt very much thankful that I'm having these friends around me, and I'm still able to have all that fun which I used to have back home. And like Regan said, every Sunday in Jamaica also, it is like Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah,
people come together, so it is pretty much same back home too.
Back in India,
also it is the same, because everyone gather on every Sunday's relatives, like every day sometimes might be like a Thanksgiving. People come together, relatives like randomly visit your home, and everyone will sit together
and get a plate
together. So it's like after coming to US, it's like holidays are kind of like organized thing, right?
Right.
Have specific dates and specific holidays like fixated.
Well, frankly speaking, I don't have any idea about Thanksgiving before coming here. But as Regan said, every Sunday is a Thanksgiving for me. But in my family, Thanksgiving starts at Saturday evening itself. So in Saturday evenings, all our cousins used to gather in my cousin's home, and we would plan from that day. So in the night, all the guys in our family will go to a movie. So after that, we'll go home, and again in the morning Sunday we'll get up at early, like 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. That itself will plan. So what we are going to cook on Saturday, so which family you're going to visit. So for example, if you want to buy a meat or some fish, if it is fish, we used to travel like 20-30 kilometers and go to the fish market, so where they used to import the fish, right? So directly we used to go there, buy the fish there, and next to the meat shop we'll buy the fresh meat and come to home, watch the movie with my cousins. So all our family used to gather in my uncle's family, in my uncle's family. So we all reach there and sit and chat, fight, watch a movie. If there is a cricket match, we used to all used to watch the cricket match. So there is no place in our, in my family, I mean in the home. In spite of that, we used to sit one on one whistle and play, and till Sunday night. So every day was a Thanksgiving for me. So I really miss the every Sunday. So whenever it comes to Sunday, I really miss my family. But
because Sundays again, here is assignments.
Assignments.
That's it.
Again and again.
Should be thankful for that.
No money, no honey.
You just had to, right? So listening to everybody, it just feels so familiar, you know, like, because, and I guess this is why we get along so well, because Jamaica and India, you know, we have a lot in common. And before coming here, I didn't really know that we had that much in common.
That's true.
Until we started to, you know, having conversations or day to day, we see why you don't do this, why you don't do that. And it's funny that Daya mentioned cricket, because I grew up in Jamaica watching cricket with my uncles, and I'm sure Regan know about cricket as well. You know, when I talked to my roommates, I remember once one of them asked me, cricket, you know, like pretty much asking me, what is that? Or, you know, how do they play it? Because there's a cricket pitch, I think they call it, close to my home. So, you know, they were wondering, why are they building a cricket pitch here, you know, who plays cricket in the US? But yeah, so it's just fascinating that we have those close things to talk about. And you guys spoke about family. So I want to take you back to that. Tell me, how do you manage your relationships back home? You know, being here, dealing with school, you spoke about the stability and you're happy about that. But how do you deal with everything, really, with your friends and your family from here?
Okay, so there are sayings, right? Distance makes the heart grow fonder. Sometimes distance causes people to pull apart and away from each other. So I had this little trick before coming here, and even after coming here, I was reminded of that. My father, you know, who is a staple in my life.
The world.
Yes, my world.
That's really
you
good.
Mean my father-in-law?
Yeah.
Ah! I did not see that coming.
Daya!
This guy.
Soon. Coming soon.
So look out for that. Look out for that on Chantal's next episode. But yes. You know, my dog Reggae, my best friend, my friends Pem. I mean, just to say, you know, a few. My family. Just it's difficult. But I remember before coming, before leaving Jamaica and coming to the US to pursue my PhD. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. But aren't we all here for a purpose? Neha said it.
Yeah, Neha is also doing her PhD.
Right.
And, well, a lot of PhD people.
A lot, right? Right?
Hope to be like you guys someday.
Oh, really? So, so one of my professors back home said to me, after, of course, knowing me for some time and knowing that I have a habit of maybe putting a lot on my mind, not talking about it, and you know, just worrying about some things, she said to me, Regan, do not entertain the idea of missing your family. Do not entertain the idea of missing your home once you leave.
What did she mean by that?
I mean, I found it strange, right?
Yeah, it sounds strange.
So when I asked her what she meant, I was like, I mean, I can't stop that. I can't
not miss
what? But she explained to me that if I do, and the minute I start, I will lose all focus of why I'm here. And I found that to be very profound, because just a few days ago I had a conversation with a colleague back home in Jamaica, and I made a post with my puppy, and he chose to text me and say, oh, by the time you get back, he's gonna die. And he wouldn't even know how it affected me.
Insensitive.
Very insensitive. He wouldn't even know how it affected me. And for some persons listening, I mean, I'm an animal lover, I'm a dog lover. For some persons listening, you may not necessarily be able to relate or understand.
And some will.
And some will. So, you know, thanks to you.
It's just having something and loving it.
But it's just precisely having value. Something, loving it. And when he said that to me, I put down my phone for a few and I just cried. Just cried. So at that point, I'm like, come on, remember, you are not allowed to miss. You're not allowed to miss. And so it's difficult. Over time, though, we have tried to do different things to stay in touch and to make sure that there is still that balance. I speak to my father every day. That hasn't changed. From I was in Jamaica, I talk to him every day. Speak to my mother more often. So that is good. You know, speak to my siblings, my friends. We even started playing an online game called Ludo. So
since
the pandemic, right? Actually introduced me to that game. So that's something that we do on like dull days, or even if I'm very, very busy, I make the time, because that's what I've been learning.
Making the time
more so these days, because the fact is everybody is busy, right? Everybody has their own things doing. But I think the more we stop putting it off or using it as an excuse to say, oh, I'm busy, or I'll get back to it later, do it now. Make time for the ones you love. And so that's how I've been managing.
That's really good.
That's how I've been managing.
There's no time like the present.
None like the present, Chantal.
So when it comes to managing relationship in my life, I should start telling about the time difference.
Right.
That's it's like almost like 10 and a half hours difference is there between India and US. Mm-hmm. So mostly if it's afternoon here, it would be night
there back
in India. So I have to, you know, calculate if I have to talk to someone for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I have to calculate, and sometimes I have to stay awake at night.
Mm-mm.
So that it would be a, like, morning for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be free sometimes, like, to especially to talk to my mom.
Right.
Morning time, she will be, like, free. So if I have to talk to any of my family members, I have to plan ahead. Okay, tomorrow. And I have to send a text ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll be calling at this time. Or sometimes I'll just ditch my sleep and
wow.
I'll stay awake just to talk to them. Because... I'm not a person who used to like make frequent calls and have conversations on daily
mm-hmm.
basis, but when I talk
mm-hmm.
to my family, I want to like it to be going for 1 hour, 2 hours.
Wow.
It will go on.
New habits.
Yeah.
That's
so that's how sometimes I have to stay awake at night to
mm-hmm.
talk to them. Well.
Your relationships, man.
Please
okay.
do not put my friend on the spot.
I'm
yes,
joking.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I never used to feel that as kind of like a difficult in managing this kind of situation because it's my 9th year staying away from home.
From home. Mm-hmm.
So, and my parents are like working.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's like everything is on a schedule basis.
Right.
So we spend time on like fixated time and that kind of stuff. So I'm used to all those kind of things. So I don't feel it is as some kind of like difficulty in that or
mm-hmm.
pressure in that. But still sometimes you have to like compromise your sleep to talk
True.
To your loved ones and spend time with them. So I actually enjoy that. Sometimes it would be like annoying when you have a lot of assignments and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Works to submit and you want to sleep but they call but you know
right.
talking to your loved ones just make you feel better
mm-hmm.
happy
true.
Mm-hmm.
and blessed that they are thinking about you.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah,
thank you.
So I do have the same experience whatever Miriam mentioned, but my family is totally different. So I have been here for the last 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever they call me, even today, they'll ask me, what's the time now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for the last 2 years, still they couldn't understand what's the time here.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my family condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when it comes to whatever Miriam said, yes, I have to stay awake like whole night. Because
mm-hmm.
on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, I used to awake. And because only that time I can speak to my family. Because my family are my friends, and they never take any pains to stay awake and speak with me.
So you have to do it.
So I have to say that.
And
yeah, when it comes to family, I missed a lot of family, my close family marriage. You have seen, right? Last week.
Yeah.
So I felt very bad that one of my close cousin got married last week,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to thank the cyber technology. So
that's
that,
true.
With that, I can. I felt that I was very. I mean, close to the marriage hall and everything. But my whole family missed me. They said that only you are missing. But I never felt like that. But the sad thing is, I watched everything in the videos. For every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they have to record the video and send me. So I was. Keep on seeing that and calling them and updating or commenting that everything. So
mm-hmm.
with that, I'm happy. And also I miss two of my close friends' marriage and also two of my close friends got kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I miss them. So I'm hoping to see them soon. So
mm-hmm.
that's the thing.
Things that we have
Uncle
to do.
Is waiting.
Yes.
Uncle Dad is waiting.
And also when it comes to to the cyber technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what people think is, so for example, we used to call to our home. So they will be expecting only the normal call. For example, if we make a video call, they think that it's a crime. So so the family should speak within a video call. So they have a culture like that, right? So
oh.
why you want to make a video call? You can speak if you want to speak
just on
a regular
call.
Oh.
So one of my close relatives doesn't understand that. They think they see that as a big crime. Oh, he's making a video call from there. I don't know. And also
mm-hmm.
there will be a lag every time when I want to speak. that will take them for like 30 seconds to understand what I speak. Mm. I'll make a video call, but they will put their phone in the ear again. I don't know what is the use of making a video call. So this is the condition. Yes.
Age difference,
and again time difference.
Mm-hmm. And back in India, we are not like used to that kind of like doing video call with mm-hmm. relatives, yeah. especially with your
yeah.
family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a relatively new thing back in India. So that's why.
Mm-hmm. But culture is fascinating.
That is true. But I think like it kind of helps us to meet everyone in the middle,
mm-hmm.
Because at least we wouldn't have to be preoccupied with all the thought that, oh, I miss this person, miss.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's even better for us when we're away that we can actually make video calls. So hopefully, you know, your family dial can be more comfortable using.
But they're comfortable because they're still answering.
Right, still answering and putting it out of air, Daya.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we're all international students, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that oftentimes we hear about the opportunities mm-hmm. of being away from home, you know, coming to the US or Canada, UK, just going away from home,
mm-hmm.
abroad,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, to study. I want you to share with the listeners some of the fears that you would have had since you've been here. You know, we've experienced a lot, and so let's dive into that.
Okay, so let me start off with saying, because you asked, you know, since I've been here, fears,
yeah, since you've been
since
here,
I've been
yeah.
here, but let me just quickly go back a little to before.
Mm.
So, in Jamaica, we wouldn't have to. There are certain sensitivities that we wouldn't concern ourselves with.
Mm.
Certain sensitivities, for example, race,
mm.
Because Jamaica is like a melting pot.
Yeah,
there are
so
different
more
races,
classism
you know.
Race.
No, just yeah, we have some colorism issues and some classism, you know, things like that, because there's still division. But I never had to think about not being seen or being provoked by the skin of my color,
mm-hmm.
by the color of my
color
skin,
of
I should
skin,
say,
yeah. mm.
right. Like Garvey said, the color of your skin shouldn't be a badge of shame.
Mm-hmm.
But in the United States,
it's different.
And so,
not everywhere at all.
Because even mm-hmm. where we're living, no,
we haven't experienced
no. anything mm-hmm. like that. But there are others who their stories would be different.
Different, right?
And so I had to think about a lot of things, you know, guns. You know, and it's so ironic because the crime rate in Jamaica is extremely high. But I never worried too much about being attacked just like that.
Yeah.
But before coming here, I was worrying about being on campus, being anywhere, and just, you know, there's someone just with a gun, you know, something just crazy happening.
Mm-hmm.
Or just being attacked because I'm a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so those were some of the sensitivities I had to concern myself with, and so that took a lot of psychological processing.
Right.
Now I'm in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going kosh, everything is good.
Sweet
life is good,
dandy,
sweet and dandy.
And, dandy.
And the very first week of school,
mm-hmm.
I was in a psychology class, my psychology class in the first semester,
mm-hmm.
and my professor, Dr. Rockets, she said, so tell me, how has your experience been? And everything. And in the middle, before that, actually, in the first week, we had a gun drill, right? Or something.
Mm-hmm.
We were in class sitting, having a regular conversation about theories. All of a sudden, I heard like someone screamed, and I was listening because, you know, you hear a song, but you're not sure what you heard. And I was listening, and then the professor automatically just, she like, get up, everybody, back against the wall. I am now looking at her like, what is happening? Right? So like, she's like, turn off the lights, everybody, stand back. And then she proceeds to take a table and throw it. Listen, this woman is not that big, you know.
Mm.
I don't know where she got that strength from. She literally took a table and threw it against the door. We turned the lights off, and then we went, you know, followed her instructions, and everybody huddled around her while she tried to text someone, and she was shaking. Now, in this, I was looking like, okay, what is happening? You know, and that was a culture shock.
Completely.
Completely. And what made it even scarier was the fact that I was worried about something like this happening before coming to the United States. Being in your school and someone is unloose, you know, just unloose with a gun. Mm-hmm.
But tell us so the end story, though, because...
The end story? Well, I mean...
Because it wasn't anything like that.
It wasn't anything like that, thank God. But I mean, just going through all of that and the emotions, and that was just real fear,
Yeah.
And then... near where we live, I'm not sure how many of you guys are familiar with Sandra Bland or her story, but where the incident happened is actually pretty close to where we live. And there was a night Dial and I were coming back from school, and I remember I saw her, they have like some, what is it, memorabilia for her, some teddy bears and stuff, right, where it happened, because she died in the custody of the police, for those of you who are not familiar with her story. And again, that was when the whole racial issue hit me, because I'm like, you know, it's just different. So when my professor asked me when I was in class, how has your experience been since you've been here, I related to her the fact that when people see me, they can't see my language, they can't see my culture, they only see a black woman. They don't care if you're Jamaican, they don't care if you're Indian, you are non-white, and that is a problem.
That is your category.
And so that made me very fearful being here, especially because we're in a state, in the state of Texas, and, you know, Texas has a lot of history. You know, there are other things that I'll share, but I'll just, you know, allow Diana to speak, and then, you know, get back to them.
So my idea of, like, coming to US was, like, you know, back in India, all the idea I was having about the US is like seeing Hollywood movies and something reading like on the news or through the series and all those kind of stuff, which only project the fancy side of the US. But, and no one has projected ever how is your student life is going to be in the US. So until the point I got the admission to here, all the idea I was having was like about the US was like very fascinating, fancy idea. Okay, coming to US would be like nice and I'll be having all fun and I don't have to be like, it's a very, you know, technologically advanced place. And in all aspects, the movies and all of the series or whatever about the United States projects, positive image.
Right.
So until the point I got my admission, I was like fascinated about it. And after I got my admission, Daya told me few things, what he has experienced.
Right.
And some of other friends which I contacted told me about what is to be like in the US. And I just... to be frank, I just ignored everything and I just came here. After coming here, I should say that it has instilled kind of a fear on me. Like, after coming here, they told me about an incident happened like on campus.
Right.
Like some shootout happened near to our household, like near to a place here. So after listening to that, I was like, oh God, I'm far away from home. I don't know what to do. I don't know anything about like how I'm going to handle a situation like this. Because back home, it's your home, right? So you don't have to be like prepared all the time. Okay, you are going to, you know, witness a shootout. Nothing like that happens there. And I'm even though there are like kind of issues like caste related issues and other kind of stuff which is similar to United States
is happening back
in India, I was someone who was into a privileged category, I should tell. I should emphasize on this point, because I never felt threatened or because of my color or because of the religion or caste or anything.
Right.
But after coming here, even because of my skin is a little bit dark and the tag of being Indian, identifying being as an Indian, was kind of like scary for me. And the shootouts happening around, and Texas is known for like gun violence and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like overwhelmed in the first week itself.
Right.
And above all these things, you have to be like prepared financially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the key part of coming to United States. Back home, we don't have like, even if we are leading a student life or work life, we don't have to be like thinking about financial management and those kind of stuff until you reach a point, right?
Mm-hmm.
After coming here, all of a sudden, bam, you have to financially manage. Like the same month I reached here, I have to manage about my rent, calculate about my rent, utility bills, mm-hmm. grocery bills,
mm-hmm.
so many steps I have to plan. That's how life goes on here. I should tell people that life goes with the planning here. So that's my idea about US, because it's like whole different story. What I thought US would be like, and coming here, what it is like to live here. Actually.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Dan.
Okay. When it comes to me, so I reached US on January 20th, 2019, mm-hmm. at the age of 29. Till that time, yes, yes, man.
Very precise.
I want to register my age, right? So that's the reason.
Funny.
So until that, I perceived myself like I'm a fearless person.
Mm-hmm.
I was like that. But after reaching here, the thing is totally different.
Mm.
Because back in India, I was brought up in a very close, what to say, not close, like a busy city.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So for the 24/7, we can see people all around. Whenever you woke up at home and go out, you can see people walking around, moving around, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like a night person. So I used to travel every time in the night, have some tea, meet friends in the night, because like a day, I used to schedule my day, divide my day into like three parts: work, friends, and family.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly I meet my friends after 10 o'clock in the night. So like till 2 or 3 o'clock, I used to stay out, and then only I reach home before coming here. So, but after coming here, mm-hmm. After reaching here for the first 4 or 5 months, I never stepped out of the home. And it was totally a shock for me, because I'm not like that before that. But after reaching here for the 4 or 5 months, I never stepped out, and the stories which I heard here got me fear, and slowly I started walking, because there is no source for me, I need to walk.
Yeah.
So in that way I started walking from my home to the school,
mm-hmm.
on coming back, and after Chantal and you, I mean Miriam, came here,
mm-hmm.
we started moving in the night, coming
in
here
groups.
As a group,
mm-hmm.
so it mm-hmm. was like easy now. But initially I suffered a lot. That was totally like at that point, I thought, okay, I am also a fearful person, because I fear for example, gun culture. We never had a gun culture, because,
mm-hmm.
see, for example, if I am traveling in the night at 2 o'clock, if somebody want to attack me, they need to come close to me.
Right.
And I can attack back. But when it comes to gun, they can shoot from anywhere.
Anywhere.
So I can't even go and attack them back. For example, they said, right, the campus, after coming here, like in the third or fourth month of in US,
mm-hmm.
on campus, I heard a shootout, and I can see like a live in the like a movie. The car was drifting,
mm-hmm.
and the people are running. And immediately, within a second, the police siren, 3-4 police vehicle came around, and they were checking, and they were moving out. Everything that was like really like a movie. Then only I thought, okay, this is going to be the life for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to undergo this, and that is how the life going on. But now little bit, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, it was very hard. And also, that is totally different. Whatever Miriam said, life is not like what we see in the movie, right?
Right.
All the guys are like James Bond, and all the girls are like Mia Khalifa, something like that. People perceive like that. So Americans means, okay, people will be moving with many girls, and girls will be moving with many boys. That is not reality here.
Mm.
People are more cultured and very disciplined, and more like other places where we are from, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they
mm-hmm.
are similar to that. Only few are like that because mm-hmm. of that, the whole, we can't blame all, all on a whole. So,
mm-hmm. Right. That's true.
In that way, yes.
Okay. I want you guys to tell me a little bit more, though, as it relates to your student life. What were some of the other fears you have? I heard you, as it relates to safety and, you know, on a community level and, yeah. So tell me about, you know, student life.
Well,
uncertainties. Any? With
any.
COVID.
You should probably ask how many.
Yes. Countless.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So, like, first of all, COVID. We should probably list them. I don't know. Like, we started with COVID, right?
Mm.
Yeah. At the beginning. Started with COVID.
We started with COVID. And we started with many.
Right, because so, Regan came a little later. Miriam, Daya came first, and then Miriam and I came the same time, and Regan came after us.
I joined last year. But thankfully, these guys were here before me, so they could help me to navigate. Because trust me, the process of getting here was... There were some challenges. Right. And I remember... I know Chantal remembers, but like there are some times I was like, you know what, let me try somewhere else. I'm not getting through here. I'm not doing, and she's like, no, come on, always encouraging, right? And then fortunately, Daya and Neha could, you know, work in terms of giving me some information and stuff. So there were administrative challenges, but the experience was better because of the people who I had to support me in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very grateful. But let me tell you, coronavirus, because when I came here in spring, I never saw corona coming.
Nobody saw it.
Right.
Okay, fine. So here we have corona, which means that travel plans will be cancelled. You know, you have to, this whole new normal, you know, wearing masks, not wearing masks. You're being so worried and paranoid about, you know, contracting or getting coronavirus. So you lock yourself away. And then when you do go to supermarkets or anywhere on the road, you notice people not wearing their masks. So that was very challenging because in my mind, as a student and as an international student, what would happen if you get corona? Moving on from that, though, is how your institution would have handled it. And during that time, because it was just so new for everyone, I know that our school did try or did do their best because they were sending emails regularly, advisories regularly, and so on. But there were a lot of uncertainties because we learned that our assistantship, there were issues with the assistantship about us getting jobs in the summer. And then right away, I'm like, bam. So first issue, corona, or before that, administrative issues, then corona. No more administrative issues. No, it's a financial issue. How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to do all these things? Even if I dip into my savings, how long would that last for? You know, and stuff like that. And then, you know,
But God made a way.
Of course, always made a way. You know, and for even there was a part where we heard about. First of all, I didn't hear. I got a message from a friend back home to ask me if I'm okay, if my status is okay, because they saw where President Trump had made some change to the status of international students, where if you're only having online classes, you should go home. By this time, we would have received an email, like perhaps the day before, saying all your classes are moved online. And we're like, what? I remember rushing to Daya and Miriam and saying, do you see this? Or, you know, have you heard this? And then they were saying, yes, they're hearing. Reached out to Chantal, it's the same thing. And so that was just, can you imagine being away from your home, being here, thinking opportunity, only now to be bombarded with all these uncertainties. Am I going home tomorrow? Not for committing a crime, not because I did something wrong, but just because that's just the way it is right now, and it's a policy, just a change in a policy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was very uncertain. That brought a lot of uncertainty, but you know, God made a way. God made a way.
We give thanks.
Yes.
So, like Reagan mentioned, after reaching US, it's like a lot of uncertainties.
Mm.
So it would be like barely after 3 to 4 months, myself and Chantal reach here. This whole thing of COVID started,
mm-hmm.
You know, showing up in news headlines,
mm-hmm.
and the information about COVID started spreading all around. And I guess precisely by March mid,
mm-hmm.
It became a serious issue. So
right.
We were like, wow. What's happening? We are far away from home. What we are supposed to do? People are dying around, like, back.
Yeah.
And the most, you know, worrying part was, like, what's happening back home? Whether everyone is safe.
Mm-hmm.
We are not there. If something is happening, whether we will be able to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
If something is happening to us, what we will do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fear and uncertainties. And one after the other, it was hitting us. Especially... during that summer time when this COVID also was peaking,
mm-hmm.
And we don't know how financially we are going to manage,
right.
And all those uncertainties going around, all of the sudden President Trump declared the student status changes, and we were like, because we were in mid of having online classes,
right.
And along with that, this declaration is coming.
Right.
Like, if you are doing online classes, you have to go back to your home.
And then you can't travel.
Yeah, you can't travel. And you are in the middle of COVID and you don't know what to do. No one is there to support you,
mm-hmm.
or give instructions.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that kind of, like, financial stability to even afford a ticket back home.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that you standing in mid of nowhere.
And then even like how you'd be received by hospitals, even just because of your international status.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And to add on more, during that summer, another issue we all know about, like George Floyd issue.
Right.
The summer unrest.
Mm-hmm.
So even that added more fear to us because we
protests and all that.
Yeah, people going out and protesting, and we don't know how it is going to affect our day-to-day life,
mm-hmm.
Because we are all people of color, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know, a lot of uncertainties, fear, and that insecure feeling,
mm-hmm.
but still, maybe because it's like four of us together, it made us to survive and proceed through all those things, like affirming you know, consoling each other, like,
right,
at least we are together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, we made to November, and like, you know, we reached December,
right?
And everything is going fine.
Mm-hmm.
Not
so fun. Yeah, I'm really glad that at least we have, like, we are together.
Yes.
And these friends are there, especially Chantal, Regan, and Daya is there. And my kitty.
Yeah.
So she's a dog lover, you're a cat lover.
Mia, not kitty.
I'm an animal lover.
Okay.
So I should especially mention at this point about Kitty, a brief about Kitty, because she actually helped me in surviving this, you know,
uncertainty,
and
the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
all this overwhelming fear and pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and so many things going on.
That's really
she
nice.
Actually helped me, and
mental
I guess
mental health.
Yes,
oh, that's good.
She also helped Reagan and Daya, I guess.
Yes,
she brought little happiness to our life.
Yeah.
I guess so.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yes, when it comes to student life, I think Regan and Miriam shared most of the things after Corona. So
mm-hmm.
I'll be sharing till the day I reached and till the Corona. Okay?
Okay.
So, because getting an opportunity for education in other nation is totally different, and I should be thankful for that.
Right.
Yeah.
So I should be thankful for my professor back in India, Professor Srinivasan. With his help, only I came here.
Mm-hmm.
So after reaching here, I never had any idea about the scholarship, how I'm going to pay my rent, how I'm going to pay my insurance. No idea about that.
Right.
So with just like $300 to $400, I reached US. After coming here, there was no proper place to stay. There was no proper food. And where I'm going to survive, all these were like a little disturbance to my
journey
in my mind. Yeah, to a disturbance in my mind. Then I found a proper place to stay and food and how to pay the. I mean, I don't have any idea about whether we need to pay the fees or not. So how much they're going to pay me an externship monthly, and so what about the insurance, medical insurance? I never had any medical insurance back in India.
Mm-hmm.
So back in India, we don't care about the medical insurance because their hospital facilities are very well, frankly speaking. Because if we had any problem, we can just travel to the hospital within 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. No appointments.
Without any payment, yeah, free medical facilities.
That's good. That's good.
No appointments, nothing is needed. There are like government 24 hospitals. Hours. There is like emergency services are there.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors will be available in the hospitals. But the medical treatment will be different.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of treatment will be different. Mm-hmm. But there are hospitals, and so for that, that's different. But after coming here, I don't know how I'm going to pay my insurance, pay my fees, sort out my waivers and everything. So in that case, I want to thank Professor Shesha Ketanini, so who helped me very well here.
Yeah.
So only because of her, I survived till date.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's the then slowly sorted out how to budgeting, how to pay the rent, send the money back to India to my family, and how to pay my utility bills and how to manage my food and everything. So slowly we learned, because before coming here I never stayed out of my family, so I never stay within my family. So when it comes to paying rent and food, everything, so that's not a big issue for me. But after, if we are out of home, that I learned a lot from that. Yeah. Yes.
Mm, okay. All right. So we spoke about the fears, and these are things that, you know, like you guys shared, we don't really hear about it every day, because sometimes you think about abroad and you just think everything is, you know, roses.
Mm-hmm. Opportunities.
Green grass, right. Though they exist, it's very important to know about the other side, or what you should prepare for. So thank you guys so much. But let's touch a little bit about on the some of the opportunities or some of the things that you would advise students who are interested in studying abroad. You know, what are some of the things that they should do to prepare?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to repeat the ones that we spoke about already, but just a general, you know, overview to say, all right, you're thinking on coming in spring, fall, summer, whenever, make sure you have this lock.
Mm-hmm,
what would you suggest?
Well, I would say your mindset has to be there. Your mindset has to be intact.
Mm-hmm.
So, because the fact is, you know, it's a new territory, things will happen.
Right.
So I know Neha spoke about finances.
Mm-hmm.
So I will speak about just mental capacity.
Mm-hmm.
When you are studying abroad,
mm-hmm.
Germany, United States, Canada, the UK, you have to be prepared for differences in culture, differences in personalities,
mm-hmm.
And you have to prepare yourself for that, because there are a lot of things that you will see that you will find offensive, but they're not normally offensive in that space.
Or they didn't mean to be.
Or, right, or wouldn't, you know, be meant like that.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. You know, so you have to have I would say just make sure that you're, you have an open mind, you think positively about yourself.
Right.
And you're just be open.
Be open.
Just
right.
Be open.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I would suggest like two things to whoever is like aspiring to come to United States.
Mm-hmm.
One thing would be like preparedness,
mm-hmm.
because you have to plan and prepare ahead of time. Way ahead. Because at least 1 year of planning you need, because with my personal experience and whoever has applied together with me or who have came before me, from their experience, I would say, like, plan ahead of time, because at the last minute, anything can happen. Like, when it can be like a administrative related issue, some problem with your transcripts or with your
anything.
It could be anything.
Right.
See, so you have to like plan ahead at least a year ahead and make plans on like what you're going to do, and you know, make sure a list of universities you are going to apply and the requirements, everything you should be clear about. And the next thing is like acceptance. This is for after coming to wherever or after going to the country.
Right.
Because you have to have an open mind and acceptance, because culture is different.
Right.
People are different.
Mm-hmm.
And everything until that point you experience is going to change forever.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be open-minded and should be ready to accept whatever happening around and see it in a clear way, so that you won't have any like problem or trouble in you know, moving ahead.
Right.
Especially when it comes to the mental health, because it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes if you're getting emotionally affected after going to that place, it's going to affect your work life. Or your student life, it's going to affect you so bad. So you have to be like prepared and accept. So these are the two things I would suggest anyone who is planning to come.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just add to that, you know, to do research on wherever you're going.
Yes,
you know,
true.
See what is there that you, when you get there, you can do.
And
but
then I want to add like one point, because my transit to United States, like from India, my journey from there was made easier because of one person, that is Daya.
Right.
Because he just made every thing easier for me, because he was there in that process of seeking admission to this university. So he helped me, and after coming here right away from the airport until now, he's taking care of everything.
That's nice.
So I'm glad to have that friend. You know,
that's my pleasure, man.
So if you have any friends to help you out,
that's always good.
But then just quickly, even because there are some persons, guys, that wouldn't have friends coming over, they wouldn't know anyone in advance, and so, like, you know, just, and it brings back to Nea's point and mine, and before Daya speaks, just quickly, that having an open mind and accepting situations eventually makes it easier for you to deal with or to manage. Because if you're too fixed upon the opportunity, if you're too fixed about everything going well, when things happen that you aren't comfortable with, that in itself can break you and undermine, you know, your experience. And you don't want that to be the reason why you haven't enjoyed why you're here, or you don't want that to be the reason why you haven't fulfilled your purpose. So
okay, adding to the points, whatever you said, so I will suggest only one thing. So make sure you are, for example, you are traveling abroad from any country to any place for the education purpose, make sure that you have an financial stability or the scholarship is provided by the school, because the education is something like that we are working hard to build ourselves financially and in the knowledge base, in the knowledge wise and everything. So if we are paying, if you are going to pay for that, especially in the dollars, it's going to be difficult for you in the future to pay back that. So I have seen many people back in India and as well as here, people from India who ever travel here, they used to apply education loan and they used to come here. If they are getting work here, they are lucky. They can pay back their loan very easily. But if they are not getting work, and especially I have seen many people in the last pandemic time, most of my close friends, one or two friends, have not got job and they went back to India. Even there, they are suffering for the job as well as to how they are going to pay back their education loan. So that is not easy. When you pay your fees in dollars and when you want to pay back the money in rupees, is totally difficult. They have to at least work for 10 years to pay back their whatever
rupees
they
paid. Indian rupees.
So whatever they paid for their fees in dollars, it's very difficult for them to pay back. So in that means, better to make sure that you are working
as a, like a part. Support.
Yeah, while you're in US as a part time. If you get any job, like part time job, it will be helpful for you. Or if you are getting immediate job after that, it will be easy for you. Or make sure that you are getting a scholarship so that it will be easy. So that's what my part. I want to add that.
Okay. All right. So all in all, you're all happy to be here though, right? At this time,
yes, definitely,
studying.
Definitely,
and
yes, definitely.
Because we don't want people to know that, oh, you know, we're going through this and whatever, so we're not grateful. We are.
Very
but
grateful.
It's just that oftentimes we don't hear about, you know, the other side of the story. So that's why we stressed
and
on that.
And also adding to that, if anybody wants to, to know any information about the education system, or if they want to come travel here to US, so anytime they can reach us.
Right.
So you can share our contacts.
Share the contact
them.
Information.
So
right.
We can advise them with how to deal with application from the application, because
right.
I have seen many like educational consultancies back in India. They're charging more even for applying for them.
So you want to take away their jobs?
Huh?
You want to take away their jobs?
I don't want to take away the jobs, but if they are reliable, okay, we can go ahead with them. But for filling an application, they used to charge like in US dollars. How much they're charging? Like $300?
$300
for an application. For application.
Because remember the exchange rate.
Alright, so thank you guys so much. I mean, you have shared a lot. I am so grateful to have, you know, the different views, you know, so that listeners can hear some of the things that they need to hear, that they don't often hear. So, before we go, I want to hear something in... Well, from each language, because we're cultured. It's a cultured table. And for those who are listening, wow. We say Jam Indians because we're Jamaicans and Indians. So two Jamaicans, two Indians. So Jam Indians. That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me hear something in your language. Two different countries, but from India, two different states.
Yes.
So a little different, right?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Let's hear something in your language, and then you will tell the listeners what that means.
Okay. I think nothing new I can say it from my culture. It's just only one thing I want to share.
Mm.
But this was said by a famous Tamil poet, like 2,000 years back.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Kaniyan Pungandranar. He said, Yadum Mure Yavarun Kelir. That exactly, if you want to translate that, all places in universe is our place.
Mm-hmm.
And all citizens in universe are relations and friends.
Wow.
Oh,
so,
that's nice.
That's beautiful.
That's what I want to share from my culture.
Say it again. Pankam.
Yadum Mure Yavarun Kelir.
Okay.
Can you say that, Chantal?
No. I'll try later. And I really love the translation.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's profound. Let's hear from you, Neha.
From me? Okay. I would say, like, let me think. Ende Keralam Etra Sundaram. That means my state, Kerala, is
beautiful.
The beautiful.
Place in the world.
Oh, so that's what it's saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because I mentioned earlier, my state is known as God's own country. So I guess Britishers keep that, I guess. Because
and
it's two sport.
And a lot of pretty girls too. But not you, Miriam.
Wow. This guy is amazing.
I was not expecting that.
You know what I was expecting.
Very rude.
So in my language, I will scold him.
Pora.
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 That means don't do it?
No. It's like,
go away.
Go away. Oh, okay.
Get out.
Pora. Okay.
Get out.
Got it. Regan,
okay.
Let's hear something Jamaican. I mean, Jamaica really speaks English, you know.
Exactly.
So it's annoying when somebody says, talk Jamaican for me, you know. But what they really mean is that, you know, they want to hear something in our dialect, which is Patois. So let's go.
Okay, right. So for any Jamaican listening, you already know that we speak a little differently based on where we come from.
Which parish.
Right. There is a saying, a Jamaican proverb, no wait till drum beats, before your granny asks.
Before what?
No, wait till drum beat before your granny asks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right?
What does that mean?
So that means in English, you know, or translated in English, do not wait until the drum beats before you grind your axe. So it's pretty close in translation. Mm-hmm. It means be prepared for all eventualities. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you have some balance.
Right, right. That's really fitting to the conversation we just had.
You know, I understand. Thank you.
Life away from home.
Life away from
home. We have made it our home here. Yes. And it has been lovely so far, despite the challenges. And so before we go, let's just hear, you know, on Tosh Base, we try to end with an affirmation, something that you are affirming for yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
My I am is, let me think. I am balanced.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
In all areas, peace of mind, just balance.
All right.
Well, thanks for that question, mm-hmm. My I am. Mm-hmm. Because I have, until this point, I have never thought what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Still figuring out.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, to be frank, mm-hmm. I came to United States with that question inside my head.
Mm-hmm.
Who I am. So, I'm on that process trying to figure out who I am.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. on my journey... Mm-hmm. to figure out who I am.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm getting that answer, I will let you know. that's the best answer I
deep.
Could provide. Yes.
Okay.
I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I am a human. So, just a human because of Sundara Vadivelu and Geeta, my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I searched in even Google. I don't know. I can't find who I am.
What are you affirming in your life? What are you manifesting?
Just a human.
So you're a human?
Yes, man.
All right.
I can speak, right? So animals, you know, don't speak.
Okay.
So I'm a human.
You're
a
human.
I can laugh.
You can laugh.
As well. So
okay.
That's it.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
McIntosh, Priyanka.
Thank you all for sitting with me at such a short notice. To have such a nice conversation. It felt like we were just talking like we usually do.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
And thank you so much for having us.
Yes, it's all a great pleasure.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, you know that we are very busy people. So, in spite of that, okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Alright, so if you made it this far, then you are one of my favorite humans. I'd also like to think that you enjoyed this episode. So do me a favor, no? And rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. So you can be one of the first to be notified when a new episode is available. Also, tell a friend to tell a friend and grow with us. I hope something resonates with you from this episode. So you can use it to your advantage and keep going. Blessings, always.